This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let me give you a fan weather real quick. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. You can go to sunchevy.com. It's going to be a chilly next couple days, at least for summer expectations. Today, high of 69, low of 49. It'll be clear throughout most of the day, just a chilly high there. Tomorrow, high of 73, low 45, clear skies expected. And then over the weekend, it's going to warm up a bit, but some rain expected in the forecast throughout the Pittsburgh area. It's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So call me, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. I'm taking your opinions this morning. Pirates split the two-game set. A two-game doubleheader was played yesterday against the Detroit Tigers. You can call in, express your opinion. Jared Jones struggled in the first game. Pirates lost 8-0. Then the Pirates rebounded, did a 180. Paul Skeens pitched. He was delightful, and the Pirates won that game, that second game, 10-2. Again, series split. Set split. Doubleheader split, one game apiece. Got this caller on the line at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Mike.
All right, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just a little concerned about Jared Jones. If you look at his minor league stats, they're really not too impressive. He pitched in his first year, I think, in the high A ball. His ERA was like 4.80. And then I think in 22, he was in double A. It was a 4.80 ERA. And then his triple A last year, I think it was Altoona, he was at 350. So those aren't like really impressive numbers. And now he's in the major leagues. And I know he started out like, you know, really, really well, but that's kind of concerning. I don't know if they brought him up a little too quick or what, but to me, those aren't really impressive numbers.
Sure, Mike. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So I had my concerns early too. And I also was talking with some misinformation. I was talking, or not misinformation necessarily, I was misspeaking in some of the things that I was saying, and my words were misconstrued when I talked about him a little bit ago, and fans were quick to defend Jared Jones from what I was saying. I think that his minor league stats show some progress, and I think that that's what made him ready for the majors. You always want to have a secret weapon, and I think when you can be afforded to have a secret weapon, it's cool because, you know, the guy can come up and he does well, and nobody expects him to do well because they're not necessarily expecting this guy to make it or to be a part of a team, and then this guy comes in, and you just have to experience him before you can really get a good scouting report on him. So those first few teams that he faced, we're not expecting, I don't think, what he was doing because he was lighting them up. And he's still lighting them up, and he still has the traits that you want. He's got a good slider, and he's got a high-velocity fastball. So he's got some physical attributes, and he's getting some results that you want to see. I'm not even really thinking – I'm not even saying that he's not fully ready for the majors. I think that he's proven that he can handle Major League Baseball now and handle and be – a solid starter. But my whole argument with him is, I mean, he's a serviceable starter, and he's really good in many of the starts that he's had. This start, again, doesn't concern me as much, and I don't want to steer the conversation there, because I don't think that this start was any indication that he's going to be on a downturn. I think that this was a case of he was prepared to start the night before, and in the process of his warm-up, of his routine to get ready for the game, they postponed the game, and then he's got to pitch that next afternoon. So, you know, he's doing a routine at night, and in the middle of his routine, he has to stop, and then he tries to go into that game, which was postponed to an afternoon game the next day, and I think he was just out of his routine. I think he just looked out of sorts because his routine was interrupted for the first time in his career. So when we talk about is Jared Jones ready for the majors, absolutely. You know, he's going to do fine in the majors. He's good. This isn't really a conversation about that. I'm good with him being a major league starter. My biggest concern is just the opinion that, ooh, you're just going to go into the playoffs with these three guys and the Pirates are magically just going to win a series because those three are on the mound and they're gonna limit runs. That's not going to be the case when you face guys in the playoffs. So, Mike, it's not so much a conversation of is he ready for the majors. He's proven that he's ready for the majors. It's more of a conversation of can Skeens and Jones and Keller really just automatically get you through a playoff series. That opinion is something that I quarrel with a bit there. So that's kind of my perspective on that. But no, he'll be fine in the majors. 412-928-9370. You can continue to call in. I like talking to you guys this morning, so if you want to call in, you're welcome to 412-928-9370, and talk to me on X. Mention me in a post at callus_33. That's callus_33. There's something I want to talk about, though. Interesting milestone and interesting stats for Andrew McCutchen. First of all, he reached his 1,600th hit with the Pittsburgh Pirates, so that's exciting. A little milestone there. 1,600 hits just with the Pittsburgh Pirates in his Pirates career. So good on him for that. Andrew McCutchen is also really good in games that Paul Skeens pitches. I saw a stat online. I think he's batting like 400. He's got a few home runs when Paul Skeens pitches. So nothing that can really be tangibly analyzed, but man, he's just hitting well when Paul Skeens is on the mound. So if you want to create a theory there that Paul Skeens is able to motivate the team in many ways, players are excited and hitters are motivated, I guess, a little bit more when he's on the mound. I mean, there's evidence towards that case. McCutchen hits really well when Paul Skeens pitches. So I just thought that was interesting to bring up. Again, a milestone for him, 1,600 hits with the Pirates, and he homered in that second game that Paul Skeens was on the mound, so good on him there. I mean, just one of those interesting stats. Andrew McCutchen plays to the moment a little extra when Paul Skeens is pitching as opposed to when he's not. And Andrew McCutchen, I just saw yesterday, too, online. And I'll verify this right now, too, just so I'm giving you the right information. But Andrew McCutchen is leading the Pirates in home runs this season, which some I saw in the comments of one of these posts I saw. It's a bit concerning. But also, I mean, yeah, he has 8 home runs. Kutch is now leading the Pirates in home runs with 8. Part of that's concerning, but part of that's kind of fun, too. I like seeing that. McCutchen doing well, and batting out of that leadoff spot seems to be where he's extra comfortable, and that's what I was saying for a little while there, and I'm glad that they're continuing to put him out there in the leadoff spot because he does well out of the leadoff spot. McCutchen, 3-for-4 yesterday, 4 runs driven in, 1 home run, and a walk in that game. So had 5 plate appearances and reached base 4 times. That's great, and one of them was a ball hit over the wall. So, yeah, good on him. I like him out of that leadoff spot. That's good to see there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.